Hello, this is Fitz of No Excuses. Do you know the English expression, you never know until you try? Well, with video conference classes, you never know until you try. Many people will say, no, it can't work. It can and it does. You never know until you try. Vaughan Video Conference Classes.
Aprovecha el tiempo en esta nueva normalidad y resuelve tu viejo problema con el inglés de manera definitiva. Apúntate al Máster en Inglés Profesional, ahora en modalidad de videoconferencia. Los mismos profesores, la misma calidad, la misma intensidad, pero ahora desde tu casa. Infórmate en grupobaugan.com. Máster en Inglés Profesional de Baugan.
No excuses.
No excuses.
No excuses.
No excuses.
Look, no excuses.
Morning and welcome to another episode of No Excuses, and this is Fitz, and let's get straight to work with the verb to get, one of the most versatile and useful verbs in the English language. So I'm going to ask you some questions. I simply want you to answer them. Did you get into your car on the driver's side or passenger's side this morning? Did you get into your car on the driver's side or passenger side this morning? I got into my car on the driver's side. I got into my car on the driver's side. Did you get out of your car in the middle of the street last week? Did you get out of your car in the middle of the street last week? No, I didn't get out of my car in the middle of the street last week. I didn't get out of my car in the middle of the street last week. Did you get into a big mess yesterday? A big mess? Yeah. Did you get into trouble? Did you have a lot of problems? Did you get into a big mess yesterday? No, I didn't get into a big mess yesterday. I didn't get into a big mess yesterday. Did you get on the bus last week? Did you get on the bus last week? Yes, I got on the bus last week. I got on the bus last week. Now, a common question from students. Can you also get in the bus? Well, yes, you can, but get on the bus is more common. But be careful when talking about cars, because you always get in or get into a car. If you get on the car, you're on top. You're on top of the car, and you don't want to be up there. So you get in the car or you get into the car. Did you get out of the lift when you got here? Did you get out of the lift when you got here? Lift. In American English is elevator. And you can also get off. You can get out of it or you can get off it. So did you get out of the lift or the elevator when you got here? No, I didn't get out of the lift or elevator when I got here. I didn't get off the elevator or lift when I got here. What time did you get to the office this morning? What time did you get to the office this morning? I got to the office at 8 o'clock this morning. I got to the office at 8 o'clock this morning. Do you know enough English to get by? To get by, to survive. To survive. Do you know enough English to get by? Yes, I know enough English to get by. I know enough English to get by. Can you get by in Paris with your French? Can you get by in Paris with your French? No. I know a little bit of French, but I don't know enough to get by in Paris. Is it easy or difficult to get by in Sweden if you know English? Sweden. Is it easy or difficult to get by in Sweden if you know English? It's easy to get by in Sweden if you know English, just as it is easy to get by in Denmark, a little less easy in Finland, a little less easy in Norway, and very easy in where? Ah, the Netherlands. Yes, yes. And increasingly, especially with young people in Portugal. Yeah. Do you get by okay with your current salary? Do you get by okay with your current salary? Well, yeah, I get by okay with my current salary. I get by okay with my current salary. Now, sometimes we get requests from people to join the live video on Instagram for technical reasons. We can't do that. But thank you for listening. Thank you for joining us. How long does it take to get over the flu? How long does it take to get over the flu? Well, of course, now everybody's talking about COVID, and it seems that the recovery period can be quite long. It can be quite long. So to get over the flu, maybe it takes 4 or 5 days to get over the flu. How long does it take to get over a common cold? How long does it take to get over a common cold? It takes 2 or 3 days to get over a common cold. It takes 2 or 3 days to get over a common cold. How long does it take to get over a broken heart? How long does it take to get over a broken heart? I suppose it depends. But maybe it takes 6 months to get over a broken heart. Maybe some people never get over a broken heart. But let's be optimistic. Maybe it takes 6 months to get over a broken heart. Do you need some free time to get away from the office? Do you need some free time to get away from the office? Yes, of course. We all need some free time to get away from the office. We need some free time to get away from the office. Is it important to get away from the office sometimes? Is it important to get away from the office sometimes? Yes, it's important to get away from the office sometimes. Do you need to get away from the day-to-day business in order to think long-term? Do you need to get away from the day-to-day business in order to think long-term? Yeah, this is often a problem. You're so wrapped up, meaning involved, in the day-to-day business, you don't get the opportunity to plan long-term or even medium-term. So yes, you need to get away from the day-to-day business in order to plan long-term. When did you get back from your last business trip? When did you get back from your last business trip? Now, of course, because of COVID, I think my last business trip was last December. And I won't be having any others anytime soon. Did you get back in the morning or the afternoon? Did you get back in the morning or in the afternoon? I got back in the afternoon. I got back in the afternoon. Actually, no, I didn't. I got back late at night because I missed my train. I was in Valencia visiting our operation there, my good friend Antonio Greppi. And on Sunday, I had booked the train to come back, and the Valencia Marathon was on. And of course, they had closed off a lot of the streets, and we underestimated it a little bit. And I got out of the car and tried to run with my bag, and I took a wrong turn. I would have made it by minutes if I had taken the right street, but I suppose I don't know Valencia that well, so I had to try to see if I could get another train. There were no other trains that night. I needed to be at work in the morning, and I managed to cross the city to the bus station, and I got a bus. But of course, the bus takes almost twice as long as the train. Yeah. What time did you get back home yesterday after work? What time did you get back home yesterday after work? Yesterday, I got back a little bit earlier than usual. I got back home at about 6:30. I got back home at about 6:30. Do you have trouble getting your ideas across? Do you have trouble getting your ideas across? Well, sometimes, yes. Sometimes I have trouble getting my ideas across. Sometimes I have trouble getting my ideas across. Now, let's do a bit of translation work with the verb to get. Like I said, it's one of the most useful and versatile verbs in the English language. And when do you use it? Well, let me give you a list of some phrasal verbs with get. So you have to get in or get into. To enter a physical space. You have to get out or get out of. To exit a small space, making a physical effort. I got out of the car. The old man got out of the car with difficulty. To get on a bus, to get on a train, to get on a plane. To step onto something moving or higher. So to get on, you have to get on the bus, you have to step up. Now, in English, we call the buses, the city buses, that have a hydraulic suspension that drop down to allow people to get on and get off easier. We call those the kneeling buses. So you kneel, for example, when you go to a church and you pray, you kneel. You bend your knees and you kneel on your knees. And they call them the kneeling buses because it looks as if the bus is kneeling. to arrive at. I got to work at 6 o'clock. To get by, to manage or to survive. To manage or to survive is get by. To get over, like I said, to get over a cold, to get over the flu, to get over a broken heart, to recover from, to get away from, to put distance between yourself and something else, to get back, to arrive back, to return back to the point of departure, to get back. I got back home last night at 6:30. To communicate, to connect. But this was used before we had mobile phones, and you would call somebody, you would ring somebody, and you would hear boop, boop, boop. So the line was engaged or busy, and you would say, I can't get through. Now, of course, we still have that same problem now that we have mobile phones, but of course we have messaging to help us communicate. To get across, to convey something so that it's understandable. To get rid of, to dispose of something. To get along with or to get on with. So to get along with is American, to get on with is British or Irish. So to have a good relationship with. Do you get on with your boss? Do you get along with your boss? Do you get along with your family? Do you get along with your brother, with your sister? To get together, to meet informally. I get together with friends every Friday or Saturday night. I got together with my friends last Friday night. To get around, to spread or extend. Now, the example given here is a rumor. That rumor got around. There's a rumor going around, but of course we're using get. That rumor got around like wildfire. Now, what's wildfire? Wildfire is what they've been having on the west coast of the United States for some time now in California, Oregon, and in Washington. Now, speaking of Oregon, where my good friend Mickey Leonard is from, Mickey Leonard of the Marta Mickey Show, his little girl is having a big event today, so I want to wish them well. A question here. What's the difference between to get together and to gather? Good question. To gather would be, for example, I would say I got together with my friends last weekend, but I gathered my friends together. So gathered would be, there's more effort involved. A couple of years ago in Ireland, there was a wonderful event over a few years. So many Irish people, a third of the population, myself included, live outside of the country. Now, most of the time it's by choice because we're travellers. The Irish are travellers. We're adventurers. We like to move around. So a third of Irish citizens live in other countries, mostly in the United States, also in Australia, also in Britain and in many, many different parts of the world. But there was an event called The Gathering, which was people living abroad were encouraged to come back for holiday, for example. And it was a wonderful event. It boosted the economy a lot because it boosted tourism. And of course, these people came home and I was one of them. And, you know, enjoyed ourselves and spent money and went to restaurants and went to bars and had fun. So to gather, I gathered my colleagues together for a meeting. So it's more formal. I brought them together. To get together is just, hey, let's go to a bar. You send out some messages and you go to a bar. So it's less formal. So we're going to do some translation based on the verb to get. ¿Dónde conseguiste ese libro? Where did you get that book? ¿Me puedes conseguir un empleo? Can you get me a job? Now, you have to be careful of using job and work. I have a job. I go to work every day. I work in my job. You couldn't say, can you get me a work? But you can say, can you get me work. Can you get me some work with no indefinite article? Can you get me a job? Can you get me work? So can you get me a job is more specific. Can you get me work is more general. Vete a por tu libro. Vete a por tu libro. Go and get your book. Go and get your book. There was a famous Western film called Annie Get Your Gun. Annie Get Your Gun. El teléfono está sonando. Yo lo cogeré. El teléfono está sonando. Yo lo cogeré. The telephone is ringing. I'll get it. The telephone is ringing. I'll get it. No te enfades. No te enfades. Don't get angry. Don't get angry. Don't get mad. Now, mad would be more American, because mad for me is crazy. But an American would say, woof, the boss is really mad today, meaning angry. No te disgustes. No te disgustes. Don't get upset. Don't get upset. No te pongas enfermo. No te pongas enfermo. Don't get sick. Don't get sick. Don't get ill. Now, another question here from Inside Jade. Can you say go get your book instead of go and get? You can, but it's not very elegant. It's better to say go and get your book. Go and get your book. Go get your book, very commonly said, but go and get your book is a bit more elegant. And we want you to sound elegant. We want you to sound very convincing when you speak English. No te pongas triste. No te pongas triste. Don't get sad. Don't get sad. Don't get down in the mouth. Down in the mouth? Yeah. Because when you're sad, when you're very sad, for some reason, your mouth tends to turn down at the corners when you're very upset about something. Or maybe when you're angry too. So you get down in the mouth is to be sad. So don't get sad. Don't get down in the mouth. Don't be down in the mouth. Don't be down in the mouth. No te cases. No te cases. Don't get married. Don't get married. This is a great traditional Irish song. And this is what it's called, Don't Get Married. And it says, it's aimed at women. Don't get married, girl. Don't get married, girls. It's very badly paid. You'll start off as a mistress. You'll end up as a maid. Now, what's a mistress? A mistress was typically, it's not a word used that much anymore. For example, it was quite typical in the world of aristocrats that, you know, a king or a duke or an earl or a lord or a count was married, but he also had a mistress on the side, a lover, a female lover. So the song says, don't get married, girls. It's very badly paid. You'll start off as a mistress. You'll end up as a maid. There you go. Me estoy cansando. Me estoy cansando. I'm getting tired. One syllable, always tired. I'm getting tired. Be careful. So many students say tired. No, I'm getting tired. I'm getting tired. How do you say neumático? How do you say neumático? Tire and just add a D. But do not say tired. Tired. I'm tired. I'm getting tired. Me estoy aburriendo. Me estoy aburriendo. I'm getting bored. I'm getting bored. Estoy mejorando. Estoy mejorando. I'm getting better. I'm getting better. Now make that a negative. I'm not getting better. Common mistake in Spanish speaking people. When you want to contract I am, and you should say I'm, you say am. Be careful of that. So think of this. Ojo, I'm. I'm getting better. I'm getting tired. I'm getting bored. So I'm getting better. I'm getting better. Give me a negative. I'm not getting better. I'm not getting better. Ask me a question. Positive question. Am I getting better? Am I getting better? Now, negative question. Be careful with this. Aren't I getting better? Aren't I getting better? When I was growing up in Cork, and until I became an English teacher, we have a funny thing that we say there, which is grammatically incorrect. Be careful, but it sounds funny. And we would say, amn't I getting better? But it's wrong. Don't use that. But it's funny. And it reminds me of home. Estoy empeorando. Estoy empeorando. I'm getting worse. Not worst, because worst is a superlative. I'm getting worse. He's bad. She's worse. But he's worst. He's the worst. He's the worst. So I'm getting worse. I'm getting worse. Está oscureciendo. Está oscureciendo. It's getting dark. It's getting dark. What time does it get dark now? I think it gets dark now, maybe even before 8 o'clock at this time of the year. We're getting deep into the autumn. No te asustes. No te asustes. Don't get frightened. Don't get frightened. Now, this word, you can actually say this word without pronouncing, well, the T must be pronounced, but very, very lightly. Frightened. Frightened. But not frightened. Don't get frightened. Frightened. Strange sound. And. You have to touch you have to place the tip of your tongue behind your front teeth. You have to place the tip of your tongue behind your front teeth. Frightened. Frightened. Don't get scared. Don't get scared again. Scared. One syllable. I'll be careful. It's S plus consonant. So don't get scared. Don't forget, you can always move the S to the end of the previous word. Don't get scared. Don't get scared. No te alarmes. No te alarmes. Don't get alarmed. Don't get alarmed. Don't get alarmed. No te pongas nervioso. I'm careful with the pronunciation of this. No te pongas nervioso. Don't get nervous. Vus, not vus. And of course it's a V. Nervous. Nervous. Don't get nervous. Don't get nervous. Necesitamos reunirnos. Necesitamos reunirnos. We need to get together. Like we had that earlier. We need to get together. Levántate. Levántate. Get up. Get up. Now, a lot of students mix up wake up with get up. So first you wake up and then you get up. First you wake up, then you get up. Nos llevamos bien. Nos llevamos bien. We get along. We get along. We get on. Also. Llegué de regreso anoche. Llegué de regreso anoche. I got back last night. I got back last night. Me confundí. Me confundí. I got confused. I got confused. Now, what phrasal verb could you use here? I got confused. You could say I got mixed up. I got mixed up. Me lié con esos verbos. Me lié con esos verbos. I got mixed up with those verbs. Mixed. Mix. Mix. Sandwich mixto. One of my favorite things. Me lié con esos verbos. I got mixed up with those verbs. I got mixed up with those verbs. Now, I know we have a lot of listeners in what in English we would typically call Latin America, which you say in Spanish too. So Mexico, Colombia, Venezuela, Honduras, Nicaragua, so many listeners in those countries. And of course you have the sandwich mixto in Spain. But I wonder if you have the sandwich mixto in those countries. One of my favorite things to eat, sandwich mixto with egg. And they cut a little bit of bread out with a glass. I really like that. And every person in Madrid you talk to has a different way of eating those. No te harás rico trabajando para otros. No te harás rico trabajando para otros. You won't get rich working for others. You won't get rich working for others. No te emociones. No te emociones. Don't get excited. 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 Don't get excited. Question from Inside Jade. Can we say we get on well? Yes, you can. We get on well. You can say we get on well together. You can say we get on, we get along. We get on well, we get along well. We get along well together. We get along well together. Let's do a little bit of vocabulary before we take a short break. So, phone vocabulary booklet, as I said, you want to buy these, get on to bogontiendo.com and it's all there. The vocabulary booklet, the translation booklet and the student manual are the ones I would recommend to you the most. Now, if you say, woof, that's a lot of money, I can't afford that. Recommend one of them for me. I'd say, okay, the one I will recommend is the translation booklet. The translation booklet, €19.95, but it comes with audio, and you have 6,000 sentences in there. And it's the best thing. So, let's do a bit of vocabulary. Book 3, list 22. Categoría. Categoría. Category. Emphasis on the first syllable. Category. Category. Competitivo. Competitivo. Competitive. competitive. Emphasis on the second syllable. Competitive. Competitive. Considerado. Considerado. Considerate. Now, here's an important pronunciation tip for you. This word is written considerate, but it's not pronounced considerate. It's pronounced considerate. 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 Abarrotado. Abarrotado. Crowded. The place was very crowded. It was packed. It was jam-packed. It was very crowded. Economista. Economista. Economist. He's an economist. Archivador. Archivador. Filing cabinet. Where is the contract? Because this something that I noticed now, I'm collaborating with a person that's collaborating with Vaughan Systems right now. I go to the office every Tuesday, Thursday. He goes there every Monday and Wednesday. So we never see each other. We've actually never met in person. And so we're working together on a project, and we have to, our means of communication, I leave notes on my desk. I sent him photographs of things so that he can find them. And when he began, he was in the office and I had to call him and say, it's a tall grey filing cabinet. And he, well, where is it? Walk down three desks, three rows of desks, turn to your right. Ah, I see it. It's in the second drawer. Yeah. So it's interesting. One more word before the break. Sabor. Sabor. Flavor. Flavor. Don't go away. Stay right where you are and I'll be right back.
Profesional español es hablar por teléfono en inglés. Por eso, Bowen ha desarrollado sus clases telefónicas, en las que trabajarás tanto tu comprensión auditiva como tu fluidez oral con un auténtico crack de la enseñanza. Tú eliges la hora y la temática de cada clase. Flexibilidad absoluta. Calidad Bowen 100%.
Infórmate en Barcelona en el 933398687. En Madrid 91-133-5833.
Hello, I'm your Vaughan telephone class teacher.
Mucha gente nos pregunta si es posible que un método online para aprender inglés funcione de verdad. Hoy en nuestro especial Vaughan Key Points hablamos de este tema con nuestro profesor y director de innovación, Richard Brown.
La clave de nuestro método online es la motivación. Hemos diseñado un curso que realmente engancha en cada nivel, te motiva y reta para que avances de nivel. Pero la verdadera clave son los profesores Vaughan. Su método de enseñanza es lo que realmente nos diferencia. Los cursos online Vaughan cuentan con los mismos profesores apasionados que desde hace más de 40 años nos han hecho diferentes. Descubre las ventajas de nuestro método online probándolo. Así que os invito a entrar en grupovaughan.com y poneros a prueba.
Nuestro curso de inglés por videoconferencia es la opción perfecta para perfeccionar tu inglés en poco tiempo y sin perder tiempo en incómodos desplazamientos. 100% online, por videoconferencia, desde cualquier lugar. Grupos de 6 personas como máximo. Horario de mañana o tarde. Prueba de nivel gratuita. ¿Qué más quieres? Nosotros no podemos darte más facilidades. Ahora te toca a ti. Entra en grupovaughan.com e infórmate sobre nuestro curso de inglés por videoconferencia.
Descubre, aprende. Esto es Vaughan Radio.
Hello, I'm your Vaughan telephone class teacher. How are you doing?
¿Quieres que un profesor Vaughan llame a tus trabajadores? Con horarios flexibles y la posibilidad de cancelar o reservar cualquier sesión dentro de la misma semana. Elige el tema de conversación que tú quieras. Una conversación telefónica con un angloparlante con el ingrediente clave del método Vaughan para empresas. Consulta condiciones en el 91-133-5831. 91-133-5831.
Are you ready to start the class?
Young people in Spain speak and understand English better today than 20 years ago.
However, their level is still insufficient for effective communication in the professional world. If you're a young person, and if you want to progress in your profession rapidly and decisively, stop everything and focus now 100% on English. Get the problem 100% out of the way now. Don't postpone it.
Por fin puedes disparar tu carrera profesional sin salir de casa. Máster en inglés profesional de Vaughan. Ahora desde tu casa. Infórmate en grupovaughan.com. ¿Quieres apuntarte a un curso de inglés y no sabes cuál escoger? ¿Por qué no pruebas nuestro curso trimestral de Vaughan? Son solo 3 meses, no pierdes nada y te aseguramos que vas a ganar mucho. 3 meses en los que podrás ver cuál es tu nivel real de inglés. 3 meses en los que trabajarás tu listening y speaking en todo momento. 3 meses en los que subirás ese nivel tanto que... pues que querrás otros 3 meses y otros 3... Entra en grupovaughan.com e infórmate. Curso trimestral de Vaughan.
Welcome back to the program. Thank you for joining me, or thank you for re-joining me. Thank you for being with me. Thank you for being with the program. Let's continue with this vocabulary list. Just in case you're just joining us now, it is Vocabulary Booklet 3, Vaughan Vocabulary Booklet 3, List 22. Incendio forestal. Incendio forestal. Forest fire. Forest fire. Luna llena. Luna llena. Full moon. There's a full moon right now at this time of the year. I'm not sure when the next full moon is, but the full moon that occurs at the end of September, early October, is always known as the Harvest Moon, which is also a great song by Neil Young and an album, Harvest Moon, which of course was very important because if the sky was clear, it meant that many, many years ago, people could harvest at night. They could harvest at night. And of course, we're getting close to Halloween too. Which, and who invented Halloween? What country did that come from? The United States? No. Britain? No. Canada? No. Germany? No. Ireland? We invented it. Yeah. Now, two verbs that relate to the moon that are very specific. So when it's a new moon and you see the crescent moon, and then a couple of days later, you see more of the crescent. What's the process there is called waxing. Now, what's wax? W-A-X. Now, the nasty form of wax is what occurs in your ear, but candles are made of wax, for example. So when the moon seems to be increasing, when you can see more of the moon, it's called waxing. It's called waxing. And when it's decreasing, when you had the full moon and you can see less of it, it is called waning. The verb to wane, W-A-N-E, W-A-N-E. These are old verbs. They're not used much for anything outside of the moon. Gobernador, gobernador, governor, governor. If you go to, so of course you have a governor, like Pontius Pilate was the governor of, he was the governor of Jerusalem, and I suppose the extended lands at the time of the death of Christ. But if you go to London, it's very common for men in London to call each other governor or gov. So you go to London and you get in one of the black cabs. I love those cabs. And there's a lot of culture attached to those cabs. And very often the driver who will almost always be a Londoner will say, "Where are we going today, gov? Where are we going today, gov?" And the passenger might think, "Gov? What's gov?" That's you. And usually it'll be for a man. Governor. Governor. All right, governor. All right, governor. Yeah. Inside Jade has a lot of questions today. Good job, Inside Jade. She asks, I presume Jade is a woman, how do you spell waxing? No. So it's waxing. W-A-X-I-N-G. W-A-N-I-N-G for waning. Waxing. Waxing. W-A-X-I-N-G. W-X-I-N-G. Waxing and waning. En vista de. In view of the problems, In view of the problems, we're cancelling the event next week. In view of. Indifferent. Now again, you'll notice this word is spelled indifferent. Different. He's different. He's indifferent. Indifferente. He's indifferent. Friend. Different. Not ferent. Different. Indifferent. Zurdo. Left-handed. Left-handed. If you're talking about a soccer player or a football player, you would say left-footed or left-sided also. Paranoico. Paranoid. Paranoid. One of the great rock albums of the last 30 years is Paranoid Android by Radiohead, English band. Prestigio. Prestige. Now you have to be careful. This sounds a little French or maybe Argentinian. Prestige, like Asia, prestige. Demostración o prueba, proof. What proof do you have? Dudoso, questionable. Your attitude is questionable. The answer is questionable. The judge's verdict or the jury's verdict was questionable. Pescado y marisco. Seafood. There's a terrible joke in English using this word. I think it goes something like, do you like seafood? Oh, yes, I do. I see food and I eat it. Do you get it? I see food with my eyes and I eat it. Terrible joke. Especialista. Specialist. Now, there's a sh in there. Specialist. He's a specialist. This is a word used a lot in the medical world. She's a specialist in orthopedics. She's a specialist in geriatrics. She's a specialist in pediatrics. She's a heart specialist. He's a heart specialist. Valer la pena. To be worth it. Realizar. To perform. The doctor performed surgery. That player isn't performing well lately. Publicar. To publish. With the shit there. To publish. Cambiar. To switch or to change. I switched trains at Charing Cross Station. I switched metro lines. Traducir. To translate. Dispuesto. Willing. Are you willing to help us? Let's do a little bit of work now with look and like. This is something a lot of students struggle with, and a lot of students ask us to do some work on this. So I'm going to ask you a series of questions here using look and like. Are you ready? All right, let's go. What does your neighbor look like? My neighbor is average height. He's slim. He has a beard, white hair, and glasses. Who does your neighbor look like? He looks a little bit like Lee Marvin, a famous actor in the 70s and 80s. A tall man, usually played a tough guy with white hair. So he looks a little bit like Lee Marvin. Who looks like your neighbor? Well, Lee Marvin looks like my neighbor. Who would your neighbor like to look like? I mean, I don't know. I haven't asked him, but maybe he'd like to look like Brad Pitt. Or Ryan Gosling. I don't know. What is your neighbor like? My neighbor is friendly and nice, and he has three dogs, which is a plus because that means to me he's a good person. So he's a nice man. He's a nice man. What does your neighbor like? Well, my neighbor likes dogs. And my neighbor likes to walk his dogs. Who is your neighbor like? My neighbor is, well, I can't think of a person who my neighbor is like, but my neighbor is like a good friend of mine back home in terms of personality. Who likes your neighbor? Who likes your neighbor? Well, I think everyone likes my neighbor. He seems a very likable man. Does your brother look like your father? Does your brother look like your father? Now, I don't have a brother, but if I did, he would look like my father. But I do have a sister. And two of my sisters, well, no, they all look a little bit like my father. So does my sister look like my father? Yes, my sister looks like my father. My sister looks like my father. Do your sisters look alike? Do your sisters look alike? So I have four of them. Two of them look very alike, and another two look very alike. But all four of them look a little bit alike. Do people say they look alike? Do people say they look alike? Well, actually, my eldest sister and my youngest sister look so alike that even their friends confuse them sometimes. Yeah, some people do say they look alike. Does your sister have a dog? Does your sister have a dog? Yes, my sister has a dog. Yes, my sister has a dog. What's your sister's dog like? What's your sister's dog like? Well, my youngest sister lives on a farm and their dog is an elderly sheepdog. He's 15 years old and he's a kind, lovely dog. He's a nice dog. What does your sister's dog look like? What does your sister's dog look like? Now, I think he's a cross, a mix. You can say this in the dog breeding world. He's a cross between a black Labrador and a sheepdog. So he's a big dog. He's black, although he's getting grey now because he's old. What does your sister's dog like? What does your sister's dog like? Well, my sister's dog likes to run with the kids and eat food. Does your sister's dog look like it likes to sleep? Does your sister's dog look like it likes to sleep? What? Does your sister's dog look like it likes to sleep? Ah. Actually, this dog, he's an interesting character. He refuses to come into the house unless the weather is absolutely terrible and brutal. He won't come into the house. He sleeps outside. He sleeps in a barn. But he won't come into the house. He's a dog with a lot of principles. With a lot of principles, yeah. Does your sister's dog look like it likes to lick lake water? I'm sorry, what did you say? Does your sister's dog look like it likes to lick lake water? Well, no, he doesn't look like he likes to lick lake water, but he does live near a lake. He does live near a lake. Does it look like it's going to rain? Does it look like it's going to rain? No, it doesn't look like it's going to rain. Do you like rain? Do you like rain? I like rain even more now that I live in Spain, where it doesn't rain much. Whereas when you live in Ireland, it rains a lot. And so I didn't like it so much. So yes, I like rain. Do you like to run in the rain? Do you like to run in the rain? Not really. I don't really like to run in the rain. Does running in the rain sound like fun? Does running in the rain sound like fun? No, it sounds like misery to me, actually. But it does remind me of the great film and musical and song, Singing in the Rain. I'm singing in the rain. Gene Kelly was the star of Irish descent. Does running in the rain ruin your shoes? Ruin meaning destroy. Does running in the rain ruin your shoes? Yes, it does. Yes, it does. Do you feel like running now? Do you feel like running now? No, I don't feel like running now. I don't feel like running now. Do you like to look at the TV? Do you like to look at the TV? Now be careful, this is a trick question. Do you like to look at the TV? Yes, I like to look at the TV. Do you prefer to look at the TV or watch the TV? Do you prefer to look at the TV or watch the TV? I understand. No, I prefer to watch the TV. Now, what does it mean? Now, the TV could be turned off and you can just look at it. But watching the TV means watching a program that's on the TV. Watching a program that's on the TV. Now, just to remind you, I know some people want to send us requests that they can join the program on the live video. For technical reasons, we can't do that, unfortunately. What are you looking at? What are you looking at? Well, I'm looking at you. I'm looking at you. One of my favorite films is Last of the Mohicans, starring Daniel Day-Lewis and Madeleine Stowe, I think her name is. Yes, Madeleine Stowe. And so there's a love story between them. And at one stage, he's staring at her. And she says, "What are you looking at, sir?" And he says, "Oh, boy, I'm looking at you. I'm looking at you. Are you watching your weight? Are you watching your weight?" Now, watching your weight means, are you conscious of putting on weight? Are you trying to eat less? Well, sometimes I watch my weight, or sometimes I'm watching my weight. Do you feel like $1 million? Do you feel like $1 million? Now, what does it mean? Do you feel fantastic? How do you feel? Oh, I feel like $1 million. I feel like $1 million. I don't quite feel like $1 million because I need to eat. I need to drink coffee. I haven't had my first coffee of the day yet. What does your desk look like after a busy day? Busy, even though it's spelled B-U-S-Y. Busy. What does your desk look like after a busy day? It's pretty messy after a busy day. It's pretty messy after a busy day. What does your house look like after a party? What does your house look like after a party? My house looks like a mess after a party. My house looks like a mess after a party. What do you like when you're really angry? What do you like when you're really angry? I'm not very nice when I'm really angry. I'm not very nice when I'm really angry. Isn't that a line from The Incredible Hulk? Don't make me angry. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry. A Bruce Banner. Bruce Banner says it. What's it like to look like a movie star? What's it like to look like a movie star? I don't know. I don't know. I don't think I've ever seen a movie star in the flesh. So when we see them, of course, they're always made up. They're wearing makeup. So I don't know. What are the people like in Germany? What are the people like in Germany? I've always found Germans to be quite friendly. Yep. What are Germans like? Well, they're very efficient people. They're famous for being very efficient. They make some of the best cars in the world. I'm a big fan of Mercedes. I like Mercedes cars. Although, the kind of Mercedes they made maybe 30 years ago were ultra reliable, very elegant, and of course now they've become more of a mass market company, and apparently quality has suffered a bit. What do Germans like to do in the summer? What do Germans like to do in the summer? Well, I think Germans like to come to Spain in the summer. Like Scandinavians and Germans love coming to Spain in the summer, like Irish and British too. Do I look like a German? Do I look like a German? No, you don't look like a German. You don't look like a German. Although, if you go especially to the south of Germany, you find many people with dark hair, just like you do in countries like Denmark too. Not everybody is blonde. Let's do a question mix from English O'Clock. Here we go. Do you know how long World War II lasted? Now, we had this yesterday, so I hope you were listening. Do you know how long World War II lasted? Yes, I do. It lasted 6 years and 1 day. It lasted 6 years and 1 day. So it broke out. You use the phrasal verb break out to start. It broke out on the 1st of September 1939. It broke out on the 1st of September 1939. And it finished on the 2nd of September 1945, when the Japanese surrendered, the 2nd of September 1945. Now, on the 1st of September 1939 in Dublin, there was a violent thunderstorm, and the All-Ireland hurling final was played on that day. And you might say, well, what's hurling? Hurling is the national sport of Ireland. H-U-R-L-I-N-G. Please, please go to YouTube and look it up. Hurling, not curling. Curling is a sport that takes place in cold countries. It's like bowling on ice. This has nothing to do with it. This is a game that's a bit like a mix of hockey and lacrosse. And it's an ancient game. It's thousands of years old. And for me, it's the greatest game of the world. In the world. Yeah, it's always in the world. The best in the world, not of the world. So, wow, that was a bad mistake. So hurling is the greatest game in the world. H-U-R-L-I-N-G. And have a look at it. Fantastic. Fantastic game. So the All-Ireland Hurling Final, the national final, took place on the 1st of September 1939 between Cork, my county, and Kilkenny. And Kilkenny won. But as a child growing up, I remember my father would have been 7 years old when World War II broke out. So he would remember it. He would remember the radio being on and his parents talking about it. And of course, it was something, I suppose, that was terrifying for people. And just 17 years before the Irish Civil War and earlier the Irish War of Independence had finished, and it was, I'm sure people were concerned. And I thought, as a child, my father was telling me the story that there was a violent thunderstorm on that day, and I thought that this was linked to the outbreak of World War II. I thought somehow, I guess, a greater power, God, had arranged there was going to be a terrible thunderstorm on the 1st of September 1939 to coincide with World War II breaking out. Yeah, the imagination of a child. Inside Jade has another question. She says, the best of the spirits. Now, it's the best of spirits. Not the spirits, the best of spirits. Now, it could be used positively or negatively. Sometimes it's used more negatively than positively. You would say, what's wrong with you? If you see somebody's upset or sad, you're not in the best of spirits. You're not in the best of spirits, meaning you're sad. Or how are you? Whoa, I'm in the best of spirits. But actually, it's funny. It seems to be used more negatively than positively. So, was there a dinner party at your house yesterday? Was there a dinner party at your house yesterday? No, there wasn't. These have become more common, I think, in the world, in every country, because people can't go out as much. So, dinner party. When was the last time you went shopping? When was the last time you went shopping? The last time I went shopping was Monday. The last time I went shopping was Monday. Am I writing a song or am I writing a letter? Am I writing a song or am I writing a letter? No, you're doing neither. You're doing a radio program. That's right. That's right. Ask me when the last time I went horseback riding was. Ask me when the last time I went horseback riding was. When's the last time you went horseback riding? When's the last time you went horseback riding? The last time I went horseback riding was about 15 or 16 years ago. Did you watch a movie yesterday? Did you watch a movie yesterday? No, I didn't. No, I didn't. Can you hold your breath for a minute? Can you hold your breath for a minute? I think I probably could, but I'm not sure I'd like to. I'm not sure it's entirely good for you to hold your breath. Can you walk 30 kilometers a day? Can you walk 30 kilometers a day? Well, I'm not sure about now, but there was a time when I came to Spain first and I did the Camino de Santiago. And I do remember one day walking about 40 kilometers. Now, that was towards the end when I was in very good shape, but I'm not sure if I could do it now. Ask me if I'm going to Oviedo on Saturday. Ask me if I'm going to Oviedo on Saturday. Are you going to Oviedo on Saturday? Are you going to Oviedo on Saturday? No, I'm not. I've actually never been there. I've never been to Oviedo. I've been to Asturias, but I've never been to Gijón, and I've never been to Oviedo. Can you sing like Mariah Carey? Can you sing like Mariah Carey? No, I can't. I can't. Is Sylvester Stallone more handsome than Will Smith? Will Smith, not Willis Smith. Will Smith. Is Sylvester Stallone more handsome than Will Smith? I would say no, he's not. No, he's not. How many people are there in an octet? How many people are there in an octet? There are eight people in an octet. There are eight people in an octet. Ask me if Lugo is near Madrid or far from Madrid. Ask me if Lugo is near Madrid or far from Madrid. Is Lugo near Madrid or far from Madrid? Is Lugo near Madrid or far from Madrid? Lugo is far from Madrid. Lugo is far from Madrid. Now, another question. Have you been to Santander? Yes, I have been to Santander a couple of times. Now, a memory I have of Santander, which, of course, is a beautiful city. If you're outside of Spain, on the north coast of Spain, it's the capital city of Cantabria. And until recently, there was a ferry, strangely, from Santander to Cork, my hometown. But here's my memory of Santander. I went there my first year in Spain, and I like to drink beer. And I like to drink tercios. And so I went to Santander, and I said, un tercio, por favor. And the woman said, un tercio de qué? And I said, un tercio de cerveza. Ah! And I think she said, una media. Because I suppose just like any country, it's like the same. You go to Ireland, and in Cork, if you go to a bar and you say, can I have a glass of Guinness? What it means is specifically a half pint of Guinness. Now, a pint is 568 milliliters. So that'll be I can't do the mathematics. So half of 568, a glass. But the neighboring county to the west is Kerry. And this happened to a good friend of mine, Dan. Dan went to a bar in Dingle and he said, can I have a glass of Guinness? And the woman said, what do you mean a glass? Like, well, how much beer do you want? A pint? He said, no, a glass of Guinness. A half. And she said, ah, a medium, meaning medium. And so I'd never heard that before, even though this place is just 150 kilometers from where I grew up. Strange. I didn't run yesterday, and you? I didn't run yesterday, and you? Neither did I. Neither did I. Let's do a quick bit of vocabulary before we finish up for the day. So here we go. Vocabulary booklet 3, list 23. Logro o consecución. Logro o consecución. Accomplishment. 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 Aconsejable. Aconsejable. Advisable. With a V. Advisable. Advisable. Apetito. Apetito. Appetite. Appetite. Bala. Bala. Bullet. Bullet. Now here's a good expression for you. Bite the bullet. Which pretty much means the same as take the bull by the horns. Take strong, decisive, positive action. Confidential. 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 Now spelled confidential, pronounced confidential. Confidential. Actual. Actual. Current. Current. So you have to be careful of this. So you wouldn't say, what's the actual news? You would say, no, no, what's the current news? What's the current news? Regla de oro. Regla de oro. Golden rule. Golden rule. I remember one of the best teachers I ever had at school, Mr. O'Callaghan, would tell us, boys, the most important rule, the most important thing about the Bible is the golden rule, which is do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Treat people as you want to be treated yourself. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. That's it for today, folks. Thank you so much for joining me. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Prueba el método Vaughan con nuestro curso trimestral. Elige entre nuestra modalidad presencial o por videoconferencia. Y el resto, déjanoslo a nosotros.